Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks and stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And if you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. And today we're going to be joined with the Eastern Kentucky standout tight end, Dakota Allen. And if you're not familiar with him, you will be. He began his career at EKU as a quarterback, made the switch to tight end, and became a very, very draftable prospect. Got hurt this past season, played five games, had 26 catches for 353 yards and three touchdowns. But I think the numbers that speak really louder, I know he opened up the year with over 100 yards, nine catch, 118, two touchdowns against Eastern Michigan. And he just kind of carried the momentum. His final game against Southern Utah before he got hurt, another four receptions for 87 yards. And he had longs during those five games, along a 31, along a 17, along a 39, along a 20, and a long of 33 yards. So you think about it, in five games, he had three games with three plus 30 catches. So I think that just speaks volumes to the athletic skill set of this young man and kind of what he brings to the next level in such a short amount of time, such a limited time frame in terms of him kind of getting acclimated to that new position and the prospects of what can be as this young man moves through the prospect of a 2023 draft prospect. With that said, Dakota, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. I was excited to get you on the program. So a lot to get to in a very short amount of time. But we know you arrived at Eastern Kentucky as the quarterback. You moved to the tight end. But before we get to that, growing up, was football the number one sport in your world? And were you always the quarterback from the get-go?
No. So actually, I started playing football in like third grade. I started out at nose tackle and fullback. I was a lot bigger than everybody. So that's kind of where I started at. But moving, I ended up making the switch to a quarterback my seventh grade year. Our varsity head coach wanted me to switch, so I switched. I was battling with one of my best friends to this day. I ended up beating him out. We rotated, and then my eighth grade year, I started. And then freshman year, I took over. And then sophomore year, I jumped to varsity, and I became a three-year starter. But yeah, I mean, besides football, I played basketball and baseball. Really, my first love was baseball. I stopped playing because of football. I mean, that's one thing that I kind of regret. But yeah, looking at it now, I'm in a pretty good position. So it all worked out.
Yeah, definitely. Just in terms of your arm, were you a pitcher in baseball?
Yes, yeah, so I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, second base, and then a little bit of outfield.
Actually, so you're just basically an all-around athlete. I think that's a fair assessment, that anything that had a ball, you were pretty good at. Fair enough, Dakota?
Yeah, that's we can go with that.
Excellent. So you arrive at EKU, you start doing your thing, you're playing quarterback, and we all know, so we have to talk about it, you make the switch to tight end. But not only do you make the switch, you become a really darn good tight end. I mean, you were on the Senior Bowl watch list. I mean, you know tight end. I mean, you're legit. How easy or how difficult was that transition, and how did it come about?
So basically, I kind of walk you through it. Yeah, like you said, I came in as a quarterback. I ended up playing behind Tim Boyle, who is now with the Chicago Bears. But I played behind him. I redshirted my freshman year, and I learned a bunch. And then I took over as a starter the very next year. And then I kind of sprained my AC joint later in the season, probably like the seventh game. And then after that, I was kind of on and off playing, went through a bunch of coaching changes. Then a whole new coaching staff came in, and I played quarterback a little more, probably for like a year under them. And then, you know, I wasn't starting, and I knew I was good enough to be on the field. So I sat down with Trent Stillman, our quarterback coach, and we kind of he told me, like, if you want to make money playing football and you don't want to work a 9-to-5, this is what I think you should do. And at first, I mean, it was kind of – I don't know. At first, I took it as a slap in the face, but when I went home and thought about it, and, you know, I talked to my parents about it and my friends and my family and everyone, you know, I came to the conclusion that it was probably best for me to do that. So I made the switch, and then, yeah, I mean, like you said, it definitely worked out in my favor. The switch was, I'll give you the good side about it and the bad side about it. The bad side about it was I had to get over the ego of not having the ball every single play. but other than that, I had to learn blocking schemes, which I'm still working on to this day, and I was getting better, you know, each practice and each game that I played in. And, you know, that's one thing I tell scouts whenever they were coming in at school. That's the first thing I told them was, I'm going to work my butt off. That's no question, but I know that I have to get better in the blocking game, and I'm willing to hit. I'm willing to do all that. I just have to, you know, repetition. I've never done it before. But me also being me, I know I'm a perfectionist, and I expect more out of myself in the pass game as well. But, yeah, the easy part was the pass game. It was very natural. Like I said, I'm pretty athletic guy. I'm faster than the majority of linebackers. I'm bigger than almost every safety. So there was a bunch of mismatches that we created with the past two seasons of me playing tight end. And it was pretty easy because making the switch, believe it or not, reading defenses at quarterback is a lot harder than reading defenses at tight end. So it was, you know, I think like a quarterback as I'm playing tight end. I'll just put it like that. It's pretty easy. And obviously me and Parker, one of my best friends, we had a really good relationship and a pretty good connection.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dakota Allen, the standout Eastern Kentucky tight end, here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft and peeling back the layers of what this athletic young man brings to the 2023 draft class in terms of these tight ends that are available. Your season was cut a little short. I'm sure that had to be another hump to kind of mentally get over, but I know you're diligently just grinding and busting your tail to get back to 100%. How happy are you in terms of where you're at, and how excited are you that you're going to be able to go full throttle in the not too distant future?
Yeah, so actually right now I'm working and training down here in Fort Myers, Florida at X3. And I don't want to put out too much information, but just know that I'm moving at 100% right now. And I'll be ready to go in a very short amount of time. Be cleared here soon for the next couple months before rookie mini camps and things like that. But by pro day, I'm going to weigh in, I'm going to bench and do all that good stuff. And I'll open some eyes with my bench. I won't throw out the number that I'm shooting for, but just know I'm going for the record for tight ends. And then, you know, I should be able to possibly run some top of the route stuff and some things like that. So the recovery is going perfectly how it's.
I'm glad. And Dakota, Listen, I do a lot of these shows. I've probably been, if I told you how many, it'd show my age. But I get a sense just talking to you that are you the energizer of a team? I mean, are you the guy that people rally around? You just seem like you have a very a cool demeanor, if you will, but a very charismatic guys can gravitate to you. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. I mean, I have one goal in mind, and that's to win, no matter whether it was in high school, college, or at the next level. That's what I'm going to bring. I'm going to work my butt off every single day and practice and do everything that I have to do to help the team win. But, yeah, I mean, in college, it was I think if you asked some of my teammates, they probably would all agree with you. I kind of get everyone going and, you know, I bring out the best in everyone around me. And they'll tell you, sometimes I'll get on them, or sometimes I'll just look at them a certain way. And if they're not performing how I think they should perform, and vice versa, they do the same thing to me. And so I think that's kind of how we fed off of each other a little bit in college. And we ended up doing some things that we set out to do. But, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I'm here to win, and I'm not going to accept anything less than that.
Wonderfully said. Once again, Dakota Allen here on the C2P. Now, this is your show. This is your program. We do know NFL folks listen in. If you're in the film room with them, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that you think are just going to pop off the tape where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Mm-hmm. I would like to think that I'm a good route runner. Like I said, though, I'm still working on, you know, a bunch of things in the passing game. I can stretch the field deep. I can run every route in the book. If you just turn on the film, I've lined up an X receiver on the backside. I've ran post. I've ran wheels, overs, drags, corners, read routes, everything. So I think they would probably that's going to jump off of my tape. But one thing, like I said earlier, I'll tell them, I always give a positive and a negative about myself. And, you know, the hit on me right now is Kenny block. I'm more than willing to block. And like I said, I'm getting better at blocking. And I think they'll see that eventually in the next couple months when I get fully cleared and ready to go.
Nah, excellent, man. And I'm curious, just because of your athletic background and, you know, your tight end, quarterback, any Taysom Hill comparisons? Is that something that could be down the road if a team was interested in possibly using you that in that way?
I will do whatever it takes to ultimately reach my goal at the end of the day, but reach an organization's goal, and obviously that's to win a world championship. So if that means I got to take a snap at quarterback, I'll do that. If I got to play tight end, I'll do that. If play special teams. I punted before in college, so if I got to punt, I'll do that. I'm on a long snap as well. So, like I said, jack of all trades. So.
Fair enough. Well, hey, my friend, we are almost out of time, and it's been a pleasure to have you on this evening now, but we like to call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Probably a male runway model. I like to take the shirt off and flex a little bit. So.
I love it. And how about this one? Your time at EKU – what coach had a particular pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or teammates got caught doing this during practice, you might catch a little hell.
That's a tough one. I've had a ton of coaches in my 6 years there, but I'll just if some of my teammates hear this, they'll laugh, but I'll go with our head coach, Walt Wells. He obviously he's a great guy, great coach, but his favorite saying is, "What are we doing?" And in practice, if the offense is going too slow or the defense is going too slow, he stands back there with a cigar in his mouth and screams, "What are we doing? Are we waiting on the spring day?" So we heard that a ton in practice. So that's funny.
Excellent. And then it is kind of funny. The final one for you before we let you go tonight. The draft will be closing in on us very quickly. I know it might be hard to believe sitting here on the 6th of February, mm-hmm. but when you're there draft weekend around family and friends, who's the best cook in your family, Dakota, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you make your way towards the next level?
Well, my mom's a big cooker, but my girlfriend, she can also cook, so I don't know. Might have to just throw them both in the kitchen and tell them to put some stuff together. So we'll see. We might cater some stuff. There might be a lot of people there watching. So we shall see.
Well, how about this one? Between mom and girlfriend, a 7-game series of cooking, who wins and how many games?
I think my girlfriend would take it. she would probably take it 4-3. It'd be a close one, but
okay. Yeah, 7-game series.
My girlfriend, she cooks a lot of good stuff, so it's hard to pass up.
Oh,
a lot of healthy stuff too.
Good. Dakota, listen, and I mean this seriously, you were an absolute pleasure to have on the program. We wish you nothing but the best. We always like to tell our guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you doing your thing at the next level, and they call that the NFL, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Dakota Allen, the standout Eastern Kentucky tight end here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.